With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On Capitol Hill...
This is Washington. This is how the lawmaking is done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing to keep trying to craft a stopgap spending bill that can win approval after a second measure, a bill that was endorsed by President-elect Trump, went down to defeat.
The latest setback in the House came on Thursday evening when Democrats and a band of Republicans rejected a bill that paired a three-month government funding extension, $110 billion in disaster and farm aid, and other measures with a two-year suspension of the debt limit, the latter of which was a last-minute demand by President-elect Trump. That Plan B was cobbled together after GOP lawmakers, Trump and Elon Musk, torpedoed the first deal Speaker Mike Johnson negotiated with Democrats, with the influential Republicans criticizing the policy add-ons included that ballooned the legislation to over 1,500 pages. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In the absence of a short-term funding bill, a partial government shutdown due to kick in at midnight. Also at SRNnews.com, there is profound shock and sadness in the wake of this week's deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The school spokeswoman Barbara Weir says the 15-year-old who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student was in her first semester and appeared to be settling in just fine.
But free will is free will. And every moment of every day, we all make millions of decisions, and each one of those either honors God or takes us away from God.
Following the attack, which also wounded two students, the teen shooter took her own life. American diplomats have arrived in Syria. They're there for talks with those who deposed longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad. It is the first time in more than 10 years that U.S. diplomats have visited Syria. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 282 points. This is SRN News. Disney backs down.
There's been a nationwide backlash against woke capitalism, and it appears that the Walt Disney Company is getting the message. The entertainment giant says it has killed a planned LGBT episode of its forthcoming Win or Lose animated program for kids. Disney has released a statement saying, quote, "When it comes to animated content for younger audiences, we recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males competing against females in school sports has become one of the most contentious topics in the country, and everyone from lawmakers to judges to athletic leagues are grappling with it. In high school, the rules vary from state to state, with about half of them passing legislation that effectively bars boys from playing against girls. The NCAA has decided to pass the buck to the governing bodies of each individual sport, as has the International Olympic Committee. This is SRN News. It remains to be seen how the numerous drone sightings of recent weeks could impact Christmas air travel.
As of this week, the FBI has received more than 5,000 tips about drone sightings. And even though the White House National Security spokesman John Kirby insists there's no public safety threat, officials in several states are still demanding more answers. At Stewart International Airport in New York last week, the runways were closed for an hour due to drone sightings. With some 40 million people expected to fly next week, the FAA is reminding all drone operators to make sure to comply with federal airspace guidelines. Bob Agner reporting.
People across parts of the Midwest have been digging out from a half foot of freshly fallen snow. Snow, along with bitter cold and ice in the Midwest, the Great Lakes and beyond, are impacting travel at a very busy time of the year on the roads, rails, and in the air. This year may be especially busy, according to AAA. More details at SRNnews.com.